Hello, this is Kate Magic and you're listening to the Raw Living Podcast. Raw Living is Europe's leading raw foods and superfood supplier. I founded the company in 2002. And in this interview series, I talked to some of the people behind the companies that we offer on our shop to find out more about what they do. What is the ethos behind the company, and particularly not just the processing in the products, like the ingredients they use and how they put everything together, but also how do they show respect for the environment? How do they treat their workers? Most companies in this industry put a huge amount of integrity and dedication into providing products that are really benefiting the people and the planet. So I wanted to provide insights into that. When you're shopping with these companies, you're not just investing in your health, you're investing in a better world for us all. Today, I'm thrilled to be speaking with Michael Saber, who's the founder and president of E3 Live, and learning more about the amazing benefits of Klamath Lake blue-green algae. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
So, Klamath Lake algae is really, people ask me a lot, what am I top superfoods, and I usually put Klamath Lake in there, and your company is, I would say, the most well-known in the world for Klamath Lake algae, the most responsible for popularizing it. Do you want to just give us a little bit of backstory as how you came to discover the product and how you started sharing it?
Well, I'll give you a little background to it. So in the late 60s, I heard of a woman in Boston. Her name is Ann Wigmore, who I'm sure you know. And she had somebody donated a mansion to her, and she was taking people out of the hospital with various degenerative and life-threatening diseases and curing them by using raw living foods, a Vitarian diet. So I went up there to see her. I was very curious because I'm cynical. I wanted to see whether it was actually true and whether it was working. And that was my introduction to that part of my life. So I did that strictly for a period of time. And then I knew Brian and Anna Marie before or just when they started Hippocrates at the very beginning. And Brian used to work along with Victoris Kovinskis. They used to work with Ann Wigmore. You probably know all this, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So then I was pestered by my cousin to try this phanazominan flossaqua that we call E3 Live in a capsule form. And I tried it and I noticed a difference. I didn't like the company at the time or the structure. So it brought me up to Oregon, to Klamath Lake, to really investigate for myself and see, you know, where did it come from? Was it pristine? What was it really like? What was it was about? That's what brought me up there. And the food, because it actually is a food, even though we market it as a supplement, it's a wild grown food, organic food, was life changing for me personally. It was really amazing for what it did. And that's what brought me from really where I was living, which is in an island in the Bahamas, back to the States, and got me involved with the harvesting, which is what Tamara was doing, my partner.
So can you tell us why Klamath Lake? Why particularly that lake?
Well, it actually grows in other parts of the world, and it has been probably used for, perhaps thousands of years by indigenous peoples. But Klamath Lake is the only place that I know of in the world that it's commercially harvested, that it grows in quantities large enough to do that. I mean, it grew in South Africa, it grew in Mexico. It's got to be just the right circumstances and a time when just that Aphanizomenon flossiqua species blooms. But it was Oregon that the history of it, as I know it, was that back quite a long time ago, 30 some years or more, the space program in the U.S., the NASA space program, was looking for a nutrient dense food to take up into space for the astronauts. And the fellow that was sent up here quit the government and went into business for himself, harvesting from Klamath Lake in Oregon. And that was the very beginning. He got shut down because he was making claims, which you can't do because the government recognizes no restorative healing value in food. And if you make any medical claims, anything to do with having any disease, you will quickly be put out of business and shut down. He made claims. They were true, but you can't do that. Not allowed to. So
get taken into space.
Yeah, I believe it did. I mean, I don't know the complete details of that, but perhaps they did. But anyway, that evolved into another company that was harvesting the algae, multi-level network marketing. And my partner started harvesting. And when I got up there and met her, and I was interested in it myself, that's what brought me up there. The first thing I wanted to do was try it in its fresh form rather than just having it in a powder or capsule, which it works. But I because of my living food background, I wanted to try it fresh. And that's where the E3 Live and Brain On Fresh Frozen came from.
So do you spend much time at Klamath Lake?
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, that's where Tamara and our three children are living and going to school now.
I've only been there once. I went through it on a train. I was on a train from San Francisco to Portland, but it was a really spiritual experience for me because I've eaten so much of the algae, and just to be in that place, I felt really kind of moved. Do you think the place itself has a special energy?
I think it does. I do. I mean, it's Crater Lake. I think you've watched the video that we made, which is, you know, the one that shows that how Crater Lake was formed, and that Crater Lake feeds into this system, that it's on the Ring of Fire. Have you ever seen that?
I haven't, no.
Oh, that's so I'll have all that sent to you, all of that. It's an actual video that shows, you know, kind of from 7,500 years ago when Mount Mazama erupted and created Crater Lake, which is kind of one of the wonders of the Western United States. And it feeds into this system, which is on the Ring of Fire. So it has geothermal energy within it. So by that, an example would be that when the lake, which is the largest inland body of water in the Pacific Northwest, it's over 120 square miles. When the lake freezes over in the winter, there are areas in the lake that geothermal springs are coming up that don't freeze.
Wow.
So it's got all of those different components that create the exact right atmosphere for the Aphanizomenon flossiqua to bloom during the year.
And can you tell us a bit about the difference between spirulina and chlorella and Klamath Lake algae?
Yes. Spirulina and chlorella, both excellent foods, but both of them are they're cultivated foods. In other words, you can take them and put them and grow them yourself, like farm them. So they're cultivated. Nobody has ever been able to domesticate the AFA, the E3 Live or the Brain On. In other words, nobody has ever been able to take it out of where it grows and duplicate it and have it grow, which is very interesting. Spirulina and Karela are both very good foods. I like them. But to me, there's something in the AFA that is different. To me, the AFA is the pinnacle, is the best. As I said to you, what it did for me personally brought me, I was living at the time on an island in the Bahamas, and I was sculpting, and it brought me out of there and back, and, you know, out of kind of retirement. But it made me better than I was when I was a kid in many ways.
I always say, when people are looking at the price difference, I always say, I think you need to take about four times as much spirulina to get the same benefit as one dose of Clematis Lake algae. Is that something that you would agree with?
I don't know if you can quantify that in that way, but what I can say is, at the time that it got my attention, and somewhat after that, I was eating a very nutrient dense diet. I was eating all organic, which I still do, and I was eating mostly all raw food. And I was astounded that taking a small amount of this, I'll give you a little background. When I was a kid, I used to be a competitive athlete. And it started boosting. It did two things. It worked on me mentally and it worked on me physically, but it started boosting my endurance under sprint conditions. And it got to where I had doubled it, because I would time it. I would actually be able to time when I hit the wall and couldn't go any further, and actually more than double it. And I was amazed, because what was it that I was possibly missing that could fill in the blanks, that could increase my endurance? And I was doing better in recent times than I did 60 years ago when I used to compete. So it really got my attention in that way.
A few years back now, there was a bit of concern because of different methods of collection and people saying, I think the lake was polluted. Do you want to speak on that for us?
Oh, sure. Well, yes. Well, what we harvest is the AFA, the Aphanizomenon flossiqua. There are other species of algae that grow in that lake that we do not harvest. Unless somebody is very careful, cautious testing, then it's possible for them not to have a high quality product. It's just like in farming. You can farm vegetables and fruits that are highly nutritious and all organic, or you can, you know, put toxic pesticides and all in them and get something that's, you know, very detrimental. So there is a lot of skill involved in harvesting it, or at least harvesting it in the quality that I would give. Now, when I say that, I mean, I'm talking about not only, you know, there were companies along the way, because this actually works in a certain respect almost better on animals than it does on humans, because on humans, you can hear what I have to say and then maybe wonder if some benefit that you were getting was as a result of what I was saying. But when it comes to an animal, it's clear and simple. There's no placebo involved. So the same quality of what we harvest for humans, or what we have for E3 canine and E3 feline and E3 equine. So yes, there, in answer to your question, there's a big difference. You have to be very cautious. We have to test for everything. We're under extremely strict rules, much stricter than even, so to speak, the drinking water that they have in California, which is south of us.
Yeah.
So yes, in answer to your question, quality means everything. When you harvest means everything, and the fact that you have just the single species.
What about the B12 issue? Do you think the B12 in it is bioavailable to the human body?
That's the main secret that I think that makes this what it is the assimilability. And that is to say that even with all of the trace amounts, and it has almost every macro and micro mineral that there is, it has omega-3, omega-6 fatty acids, very large amount of chlorophyll, and almost every vitamin except for a couple of them, is the fact that it's assimilable, that the body can utilize what it is. And that's what I think made the difference in me physically, as I said. And also, if I was a child today or in recent times, I would have been diagnosed most definitely with ADD, ADHD, and I would have been put on some psychotropic drugs, I'm sure. But at the time, I was just, you know, they didn't have that. This was, you know, back in the 50s, and my diet consisted of, you know, mostly sugar, sweet things, pastries, candies, and all that. I had no regulation, so I bounced all over the place. So this food helped me in later years with brain function, with concentration, very much.
I tell people that it's a complete food, that if you were stranded on a desert island and that's all you had, you would survive. Is that correct?
You know, people have gone on fast. I haven't personally gone on a fast that way, but people have gone on a fast with the E3 and the brain on for quite a long period of time. So I think maybe you could. I haven't personally tried just having that for, you know, months myself. I mean, I've gone on juice feast for that, but I've never tried it with the E3 or the brain on. But people have, and they've said it worked very well for them.
And do you think it's an adaptogen?
It is an adaptogen. Yeah. I know that it is. Yeah, I mean, I have, if I could publish some of the anecdotal testimonials that I have, it would be astounding. But if I did that, then the company would be closed down. Yeah. Because you cannot make medical claims about a food. Even if it's so. Yeah.
So tell us about the different projects in your range. If you want to start with the E3 Live, but then I was also keen to learn more about all the other different products as well.
Well, we have a number, we have probably 50 different SKUs, and we strive to have only the highest quality of whatever it is that we market. I mean, I think you have a number of things on your website, but we, you know, you'd have to look and see what we have. But we have a number of different things. We have enzymes, we have probiotics, we have all bioflavonoid vitamin C in the form of camu camu, which is a wild-grown berry. A number of different products.
Do you want to start talking about the frozen one? How do you make that? How do you freeze it? How does it?
Well, the frozen product is harvested or lifted out of the water. We have a few different methods of harvesting, and it's chilled immediately, and then it's bottled. And as far as the brain on goes, the brain on is an extraction of the phenylethylamine, which increases brain function, which is then added back into the afanazominol quasiqua liquid, the E3 liquid. Uh-huh. And that's what the brain on is. And that's our frozen products. And our frozen products are made into, we also have flavored. I don't recommend the flavored. I mean, it tastes much better, but, you know, it's sweetened with organic apple concentrate and lemon. So for people that can't deal with a very green taste, we have that. So we have four forms of it, and we also have it in individual packets in the frozen. And we sell a lot of, because a lot of people are into convenience, and we've been brought up in a pill and capsule consuming society. We sell a very large amount of capsules and powder.
But tell us more about the frozen, because that's such a process. So is there a lot more benefits in the frozen?
Well, all right, so you would have to look at it from this standpoint. If you took a fresh apple and you ate it when it was ripe off the tree, and you're in tune with it, that apple would have more value than the same apple if you took it and dehydrated it or dried it. I'm not saying that the apple wouldn't have value in it in that way, but my background is that if you have foods closest to the way that it is raw, you're getting more benefits out of it than when you process it.
Right, so it's raw. The frozen algae is raw.
Yes, it actually is. There's no heat process in it. There's no preservatives in it. It is, yes.
And what about the blue magic? Tell us about blue magic.
Oh, the blue magic is very interesting. So the blue magic is an extract. It's taking the phycocyanin out of spirulina. And I thought originally, and we had a lot of interest in it, that it was merely that people were liking it so much because of the beautiful blue color of it. Then, as time went on, anecdotally, because I know that it's a kind of like the other algae is, a benign COX-2 inhibitor, that it was helping with inflammation. So I got a lot of people telling me that it's helped very much with inflammatory situations that they've had. So, but it's become hugely popular. People like it for the fact that, you know, they can make all kinds of desserts and foods, you know, turn blue. And it's, you know, non-toxic, non-chemical.
And it's really good for your brain, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. But from anecdotal information that I've got, yes. Yeah.
So the brain one, that is PEA as well. So do they have a similar effect to the blue?
The brain on is, well, I think the brain on has much more of an effect from that standpoint. I think mainly the blue magic works as an anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
That's my opinion. But other people have had other results. Everybody's got a different metabolism and a different system. And things work different ways. Some people are very sensitive to things, and it works differently on them than it does on others, as you know, being, you know, involved in what you're doing.
And what about Renew Me? That's another one of my favorites.
Renew Me. People love that combination. That formula just seems to really, really resonate with people. Yeah. And it works. Yeah. And a lot of the things that we have, people really notice when how well it's working when they stop taking it.
Yeah.
Then they notice the real difference. But Renew Me is extremely popular. It's one of our best selling products.
So what specifically would people take that for?
Well, a lot of athletes take that. It helps with that. Helps with a lot of different things. It helps with energy. It's a well working formula. You know the ingredients in it.
Camu and MSM.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and the combination works very well together. Yeah, people that are really in touch with how they're feeling, what they're doing, whether they're extreme athletes or just, you know, generally, you know, take care of themselves and eat a healthy diet, they notice that.
I think if people haven't had the E3 Live and they haven't experienced it, one of the things that might put them off getting it is that it's frozen, and so it's kind of, maybe people think it's harder to take. So how do you recommend people take the E3 Live?
Well, people do it in many different ways. It's interesting because, as I said, you know, people will eat. Yeah, because you're a raw fooder, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, you can eat a very simple diet with raw food, but if you want to have a gourmet raw food diet, there's a lot of work involved in it. You know, it's to make tasty gourmet dishes, and you know that brings me. You know who Sherry Soria is, right?
Yeah.
Well, Sherry is a good friend and comes to visit often. And, you know, I was up at the at her festivals when she used to have them in Fort Bragg. And raw food takes a lot of prep. So when it comes to the bringing it down to what you're talking about, to have the frozen and defrost it, and take enough for a week and put the rest back in the freezer is an effort. To me, it's worth the effort. I mean, a lot of people will defrost in the whole bottle and then put it into little cubes and freeze it in the refrigerator and use the cubes. Uh-huh. And we sell the individual packets, but I think it's better to buy it in the whole thing. And you just defrost enough for a week. And now, one of the things I can say about the E3 and the Brain On is that if somebody is not eating a real clean diet and not exercising, then because of the fact that one of the benefits of it, it's extremely detoxifying and cleansing, that a person should start off, you know, with a small amount.
Yeah.
And then drink a lot of water so that they're detoxifying. Whereas somebody that's eating a clean diet, exercising, and the rest of it, they could drink, you know, half a bottle if they cared.
So, I did one time. I was getting on a plane and I'd forgotten to put it in my hold luggage, I think, and I had to drink like a quarter of a bottle before I got on the plane.
Yeah, rather than waste it. I've done that.
It was great.
Yeah.
So do you have any charity programs or community programs you want to tell us about?
Yeah, well, I do various tithing, and we do that with people that can't afford it, that we want to help. We don't have a specific program. You're probably aware, and your listeners are probably aware about some of the terrible situation that exists now in Venezuela. Mm. Yeah, so we've contributed to that. There are certain healers that we know and doctors that we know that we give product to and let them give it to people, give it away to people that just, you know, can't afford it, and we want to help them. So we do that.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And
we've given it away over the years to try and help, you know, people that need the help, but they can't afford to buy it.
Brilliant. Anything new coming up? Anything else coming up you want to share with us?
Yeah, we're actually going looking into a program now to use some of the mixed species in a agricultural medium to be able to grow better food. So we're working on that.
Wow.
Yeah. And we have a lot of different things going. We have people approaching us that they want to use, utilize our phantasominon flossiqua in conjunction with the CBD, which may be a very good idea because CBDs are getting a lot of notoriety as far as some of the medicinal values in that. Mm. Yeah, we have a lot of different interesting things always happening.
There's a store here in London that's a popular store, Planet Organic, and they're doing CBD Blue Magic lemonade.
Oh, are they? That's interesting. Yeah, we have a lot of people using Blue Magic for any number of things all around the world.
Well, Michael, it's been so interesting. I'm such a huge fan of everything you do. Thank you so much for your time today.
So, pleasure talking to you. I enjoyed it.
Have a great day.
Maybe sometime I'll meet you in person.
Oh, I'd love that, yes.
Okay, Kate.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can check out the products we've been talking about by visiting Rawliving, rawliving.eu. If you haven't got an account already, sign up for an account. You get £5 off your first order. And you can also hear more of my interviews over on katemagic.com. Please subscribe and rate the podcast. It really helps. And yeah, thank you. See you next time.